You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Everyone, and welcome to the Father's Quilt. I'm your host, Christina Doyle. Thank you so much for being with me, especially through this beautiful month of May, celebrating our devotion to our Blessed Mother. So I really wanted this to be a special month that you could always tune in into the month of May and know that we're bringing our love and our gratitude towards our Blessed Mother. So I'm going to begin with a prayer called Ave Maria Stella. You probably might know it. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, hail, bright star of ocean, God's own Mother's blessed. Ever sinless virgin, gate of heavenly rest, taking that sweet Ave which from Gabriel came, peace confirm within us, changing Eva's name. Break the captive's fetters, light on blindness pour, all our ills expelling, every bliss implore. Show thyself a mother, may the word divine, born for us thy infant, hear our prayers through thine. Virgin all excelling, mildest of the mild, freed from guilt, preserve us, pure and undefiled. Keep our life all spotless, make our way secure, till we find in Jesus joy forevermore. Through the highest heaven, to the Almighty Three, Father, Son, and Spirit, one same glory be. Amen. Beautiful, huh? Well, brothers and sisters, we may ask you a simple question. Why would we want to even build a relationship with our Blessed Mother? Somebody might be asking, well, why would God want us to have a relationship with His Mother? Wouldn't it distract us from Him? Doesn't it kind of seem a little contradictory? Well, not necessarily, and our experience attests to it. Let's take, for example, a young man who meets his girlfriend's parents. Uh-oh. And as he gets to know them, he realizes they're a good family, enjoys being with them, and also starts loving them in a way. Does that mean that by growing in love for them, he will love his girlfriend less? Not necessarily. We could say that the opposite is possible. His love for his girlfriend's family can help him get to know and love his girlfriend even more. And something similar happens in our relationship with the Virgin Mary. She's not there to distract us from God, but to lead us to Him. Mary does have a role in God's plan, but why do we say that God wanted us to have a relationship with the Virgin Mary? Does it seem too much of a stretch? The Bible actually gives us the answer. In the Gospel of John, we find Jesus' last words. They hold a special importance, my friends, because as we know, no one would waste their last breath by saying something super, not important. They carry a special meaning. They are powerful words. Among these words, we hear Jesus speak directly to his mother, "Woman, behold your son," and to the beloved disciple, "Behold your mother." And what does that mean? Many think that when Jesus called his mother woman, he's disrespecting her or belittling her. But would Jesus really take the time to do that to his mother as he's dying on the cross? Probably not. A deeper look allows us to see that the woman, the title woman, carries a much deeper meaning in the Gospel of John. Jesus calls his mother woman because he's calling her like the first woman in the book of Genesis, Eve. John does something similar throughout his gospel. He begins his gospel with the same words as the book of Genesis, "In the beginning," to highlight that while Genesis tells the story of creation, his gospel tells the story of the new creation brought by Christ. In this new creation, Jesus is the new Adam, and Mary is the new Eve. Mary is the woman whose seed, which is Jesus, would crush the serpent's head in Genesis 3, verses 14 and 15. So, by calling her woman, Jesus is calling Mary the new woman, the spiritual mother of all who are born into the new creation brought about by Christ. She becomes the mother of every beloved disciple, of every person who follows Jesus, like you and I. God has given us a great gift, his own mother as our companion. But why would God do that? What would we need Mary for? This has to do with the way God has chosen to act in history. In his plan of redemption, God chose to act through middlemen or mediations. If he so wished, he wouldn't need us to cooperate with him in his plan. He could have appeared to the whole world and convinced everyone. Yet, he told his disciples, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations." This means that God chose to reach people's hearts and lives through other people. This proves true even in our own lives. How many of us have embraced the Christian faith because of what our parents or someone important in our life taught us? Because of maybe someone's example or invitation? Maybe it was maybe you're a new child of Christ. Maybe you're a new Catholic and you were brought just by an invitation from a friend. How many times has God talked to you and I through others? Every time we use the word "through," we're talking about a mediation, someone in the middle through whom God speaks to us. God acts through others. He does. He uses mediations. And another example of mediation is when we're praying for one another. The letter of St. James clearly calls us to do that. In St. James, chapter 5, verse 16. And it might be 17 or it might be 14, just depends on your Bible. But James chapter 5, when we pray for a brother or sister in Christ, we become the middleman, don't we? Like Moses, who begs God for someone else. There's nothing wrong with being mediators in this way. But in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5, it clearly says that Jesus is the only mediator between God and man. And as we have seen, God does act through mediations, but only Jesus is the mediator with a capital M, we could say. That is, only he was capable of uniting man to God. Only he could become the bridge that overcame sin and brought us to new life. No one else is mediator in the way Jesus is. We have the mediator, who is Jesus, and mediators, small m, us, Christians. Jesus wanted us to participate in his mediation, but this doesn't mean we replace him or compete with him. This allows us to invite people to know him. He willed his plan of salvation to be carried out in this way. So when we say we or Mary are mediators, we're obviously not saying that we're mediators with a capital M like Christ. No, we're simply saying that he chose to let us partake in his mission by reaching others through us. When we as Catholics pray to our Blessed Mother, we're not praying in the same way as we pray to God. We're asking for her intercession, the way we ask our brothers and sisters for prayers. That is what we ask from her in the Hail Mary. Here is where the Virgin Mary comes in. She takes a very special place among us who participates in Jesus' mediation because God chose to come to us through her and gave her to us as mother. Her mission consists in always leading us to him. Do whatever he tells you. John chapter 2. She, like us, mediates under Christ's mediation. When we say she intercedes for us, we are not saying we forget about God. It just simply means that we turn to her for prayers, something all Christians do when they ask for prayers from their brothers and sisters. So when we Catholics pray to Mary, we're not praying in the same way as we pray to God. We're asking for her intercession. First, we salute her with the biblical words spoken to her by the angel and Elizabeth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. And we end by asking for her prayers. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. What a beautiful, beautiful prayer. God has given us a beautiful gift of a spiritual mother to help us become one with him. Wouldn't we honor him by accepting her? Right, brothers and sisters? Well, my friends, you know, you just can't get too much of a good thing when it comes to loving our Blessed Mother. She wants nothing more than to have us join her in heaven, because that is what is pleasing to God. So the more we turn to her, the more she will be able to help us. So some reasons to increase our love for the Mother of God. So when you say, yeah, I pray to her once in a while, or yeah, when I have time, I say the rosary. But it's so important to pray the rosary, brothers and sisters. Loving Mary, first of all, is pleasing to God, plain and simple. We cannot outdo God, and no one has ever loved and honored Mary more than God has. God the Father chose her to be the mother of his only Son. She is the spouse of the Holy Spirit and mother to God's only begotten Son. If we say she is nothing, therefore she is everything. As the most humble handmaid of the Lord, who is full of grace, Mary was the perfect instrument of God because she was nothing else but his instrument, says Thomas Merton. In a way, we can also say that it's a way to imitate Jesus. Jesus follows the fourth commandment and honors his mother as we should too. It's a way to imitate the saints. I never met a saint who didn't love and honor Mary. Many of them were rarely without a rosary in their hands. Mary has a proven track record. Jesus performed his very first public miracle because his mother asked. He said it was not his time yet, but his mother asked for help. The Bible is clear. Mary influences her son. It's scriptural to include Mary. The Blessed Mother was part of the incarnation, the birth, the first miracle, the passion, and the death of Jesus, and with the apostles for the descent of the Holy Spirit. It is believed that she was present during our Lord's ascension. The first part of the Hail Mary is from Scripture, and it's centered on Jesus. Jesus and Mary go together. During the Old Testament times, it was the queen, the king's mother in those days, who people went to with their requests. And the best chance, my friends, at getting a good answer from the king was to run it by his mother. That's the way it was done during King David's time, and Jesus is descended from the house of David. God continues to give us his mother, a multitude of church-approved Marian apparitions. A multitude of Marian apparitions shows that God continues to send his mother to help us. Praise God. For instance, of course, we all know at Fatima, 100 years ago on October 13th, there were 70,000 people, 70,000 that witnessed the sun spinning and the soaked ground and the clothing instantly drying. There, her message to us is to pray and make reparations for sin. Her rosary is a weapon, my friends. Just remember that her rosary is a weapon. Let me just hold on, my friends. My little note got it got kind of messed up there. Okay, hold on. Just hold on. Bear with me, everybody. Oh, me and technology, we're not good friends. I must say, we are not good friends, right? Let me see. Here we go. All right, here we go. All right, so here we go. All right, hang in there, everyone. Ugh, don't you just love it? Makes it. I could have printed my stuff out, but no, a lesson learned, right? A lesson learned. So, okay, here we go. All right, so let me see if I can. There we go. You can hear my little laptop. All right, so Padre Pio and a host of saints called it a weapon against evil and prayed it continually. There are many documented miracle stories and many personal stories attributed to praying the rosary. You probably, and maybe some of you out there, have a story to tell, a testimony to give of how praying the rosary helped you in your life, changed something, made it for the better, secured you, made you safe, brought wisdom to you, brought health to you, brought your family together, maybe your spouse, built a relationship. You know, when you think of rosaries, I must tell you, I have a beautiful one that I had blessed the other day by my parish priest. And actually what I was reading that day, and I brought them in, and the both parish priests were standing there, and they both blessed it, which was really cool. And it's a beautiful little Padre Pio rosary. And if you look at it, well, because I'll always be a girl, girl is a girl, it looks like candy. It looks like colorful pink and spring color rosary. It doesn't look like my other traditional one here that I have, that's all wooden, which there's nothing wrong with that. You know, it comes from Jerusalem. And and someone actually brought one from Medjugorje as well. So, I mean, there are some beautiful rosaries. And sometimes, you know, if that makes a difference to help you pray the rosary more, then so be it. Get yourself a beautiful rosary. They're not very expensive either. Maybe your own church might offer up some rosaries for sale there, and they're reasonably priced. But do get yourself a rosary that you love holding on to. You know, if that is going to help you bring you closer to our Blessed Mother and closer to Jesus, then so be it. You know, I don't think that's very petty. I just think, you know, if that's what's going to help you, then go for it. Get yourself, I have a pink one, a St. Teresa of Lisieux. I've got the Blessed Mother. I've got the Padre Pio, as I say, and I've got several other ones here. And I love having my rosary. I usually have it in my coat pocket, but now sometimes I just put it in my, if I have a dress, I have a pocket, I'll always carry a rosary. And a dear friend of mine said to me, she always carries, which was really precious. She says, I always carry an extra rosary. And I said, really? She says, yeah. She says, the other day I went into the grocery store and somebody was just having a tough, I don't know, she just noticed this person kind of with a, I guess she sensed it, that this person was seemed troubled. She gave one of the rosaries to her, and the woman turned to her and said, oh my goodness, she says, that's exactly what I need. She says, oh, I've always wanted to go to church. And it was this kind of response, like, you know, I mean, it was very fortunate, right? I mean, you could have had somebody that says, I don't want that thing, get that out of me, right? But that's okay, right? It's okay. We're always planting seeds, don't we? That's what we do. We spread the gospel from in different ways. And that's exactly what she did. And the lady just took that rosary like it was a diamond in her hand. She just held it so, so tightly and was so appreciative. It was such a wonderful moment, you know, for my friend. And I thought, how inspiring is that? So if you have several rosaries, well, maybe you're willing to give one up and put it in your pocket and maybe offer it up to someone. Wouldn't that be beautiful? Well, no one can argue that our Blessed Mother is the most righteous. Therefore, the Bible attests to the power of her prayers. The prayer of a righteous man has great power in its effect, James 5. God will hear the prayers of the just. Did you hear that? God will hear the prayers of the just, Proverbs chapter 15, verse 20. And there's many Marian books out there to inspire greater love for our Blessed Mother. So if you pray a daily rosary and are already devoted to Mary, it's easy to pass over books on the topic, thinking that you don't need it. But by already being grounded in the love of Mary and the rosary, well, these books actually can even help you deepen your love. You know, there's a book called Champions of the Rosary, Champions of the Rosary, the History and Heroes of a Spiritual Weapon by Father Donald Calloway. And it opens with the words of St. Louis de Montfort. I promise you that if you practice this devotion, the rosary, and help to spread it, you will learn more from the rosary than from any spiritual book. It's been 3 centuries since Montfort wrote those words in The Secret of the Rosary. So Calloway's book re-evangelizes people on the weapon capable of coding immorality and evil. It is a monumental work that begins with the history of the rosary and includes miracle and conversion stories attributed to the rosary throughout history. It also contains beautiful artwork honoring Mary, much of it commissioned for the book. Friends. Champions of the Rosary, The History and Heroes of a Spiritual Weapon by Father Donald Calloway. And of course, he also wrote the book, The Consecration to St. Joseph. Oh, what a fantastic book Father Donald Calloway wrote, right? So the other one, his own life, it was chronicled in No Turning Back, A Witness to Mercy. It's an example of the power of the Blessed Mother. She picked, if you haven't heard of Father Donald Calloway, oh, search him up on Google, on YouTube, and listen to his testimony. It is incredible, incredible story. So she picked up the young Calloway, bent on destruction, she being our Blessed Mother, bent on destruction and brought him to her son. He became a priest with the Congregation of Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary. So all proceeds from that book go to support seminarians. The book is called No Turning Back, A Witness to Mercy. Brothers and sisters, I pray that you're enjoying this and feeling the fruits of the Spirit, so to speak, it's really important. So the next one is called The Rosary, Your Weapon for Spiritual Warfare. And that one is, again, The Rosary, Your Weapon for Spiritual Warfare. It's by Jeanette Benkovic and Thomas Sullivan. And again, Jeanette is J-O-H-N-N, two N's, E-double-T-E, Benkovic, B-E-N, B like Bob, E-N-K-O-V-I-C, Benkovic, and Thomas Sullivan. The book starts with the fall of man and develops a deep understanding of our need for prayer and the power of the rosary to fight evil. And my goodness, my friends, we don't have to look too far, do we? Right? We're surrounded by it, aren't we? The evil one is having a heyday, just running rampant. You know why? Because he knows his time is almost up. And so he's going crazy. All the more reason to pray the rosary, brothers and sisters. Pray, pray, pray the rosary. It is full of insights to appreciate the rosary more deeply, and it recounts some of the most astounding accounts of victories attributed to the rosary. Two points made by Pope John Paul II, Saint Pope, right, brings out the heart of the book. First, there is a connection between contemplating the mysteries of the life of Christ and their power being released. Second, when we pray the rosary, we are brought into contact with the memory of Mary's gaze. It contains inspiration and stories from the saints to deepen our commitment to using such a strong weapon as the rosary. And how's my time going? Time is going pretty good. Oh, not really. It doesn't look like it's going pretty good. All right. So brothers and sisters, I will end it there, but I will continue on this beautiful journey of bringing our faith deeper into light through the Blessed Mother to her most precious Son, our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless each of my listeners, all your families, and I pray that God blesses you with health, with smiles, with joy, and with safety. Have a wonderful day. See you next time. Bye for now.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
If I had